We begin tonight in Sydney, where non-urgent elective surgery is being temporarily postponed at all public hospitals. The Illawarra Shoalhaven and Central Coast local health districts are excluded from this order, and all emergency surgery and urgent elective surgery will continue. It's another reminder of the gravity of the unfolding crisis. At the same time, everyone in Greater Sydney has been told to expect to see both soldiers and police on the streets from Monday, as the New South Wales government attempts to bring down stubbornly high cases of community transmission. David Taylor begins our coverage.
More than 6 weeks since the outbreak started, the Health Minister Brad Hazzard laments that it's come to this.
Very sadly, we are seeing more families coming in with a family member who is presenting not alive but dead.
New South Wales Health told the ABC there has been one case where relatives brought someone to hospital, but they were already dead. This death will be reported in tomorrow's case numbers. Brad Hazzard says he's concerned families, particularly in Western and Southwestern Sydney, are trying to care for sick relatives on their own.
Can I say to those families, our government, the New South Wales government, is perhaps not like the governments that you have lived under overseas. We are here to support you, and our health system is here to support you. If you have any symptoms at all in a family member, come and get tested. And if somebody is sick, please bring them to our hospital, but preferably ring ahead and tell us that you're bringing that person in. We are there to help you. Our health system is there to help you.
Chair in Epidemiology at Deakin University, Catherine Bennett, says it's impossible to know how many people are not coming forward to treatment. But these incidents have the potential to drive case numbers dramatically higher.
That's an even bigger risk, because not only do we not know about those cases and we can't necessarily then protect the people around them, but if someone's unwell, they can actually deteriorate quite quickly. And if a family are more inclined to try and look after it at home and not get help, then there is a greater risk that we will have people that leave it too late to either have a good outcome or they're putting up with an infection for longer than they don't need to, and that puts their whole family at risk as well.
For once, COVID-19 case numbers in Greater Sydney are not getting worse. New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian reported 170 cases of community transmission for the 24 hours to 8pm last night, down from a record 239 yesterday. At least 42 of the cases were infectious while in the community.
And given the numbers of infectious in the community, we are expecting to see those numbers bounce around. Obviously today's number is considerably less than yesterday's, but don't assume that it won't be back up tomorrow.
The New South Wales hospital system is under increasing pressure. 58 COVID-19 patients are in ICU. 24 of those patients are on ventilators. Chief Health Officer Kerry Chant again rammed home the key message: limit all contact, especially when going about your business.
So the key message is shop deliberately, with purpose. Write a list before you go and get in and out.
The New South Wales Police say it's clear from social media posts some form of anti-lockdown protest is being organised for the weekend in Sydney. Commissioner Mick Fuller's message to anyone thinking about attending:
will be met by up to 1,000 police who will be ready to deal with you.
Gladys Berejiklian's also appealing for people to exercise better judgment.
Do not give those you love the most a death sentence. This Delta strain is contagious, it's deadly, and it's affecting people of all ages.
There's evidence, though, some continue to flout the rules. New South Wales Police say a 35-year-old man who tested COVID-19 positive on Sunday tried to join Saturday's protest, but was stopped and turned around by police. Police checked on the man, who lives in an area of concern, this morning, only to find he actually wasn't home, but at a home 4 suburbs away. Commissioner Fuller's warning that law enforcement efforts are ramping up.
You could expect to see the Two Blues and the military right across Greater Metro Sydney. We will take action.
New South Wales vaccine delivery capacity is also increasing. From August 9th, around 20,000 New South Wales Year 12 students will be able to get their jab from a sports arena at Homebush. Once they're all through, it will become a mass vaccination hub. Close to 3.6 million jabs have been given in New South Wales, or a third of those eligible for a vaccine. The target, which may mark more freedoms, the Premier says, is 10 million. Epidemiologist Catherine Bennett says standing in the way is supply of vaccines, and reluctance in the community.
And given the current situation is holding the virus, even with relatively low rates in the community, once more people are vaccinated, every bit will help and just nudge that reproductive number down, and that can start to bring these things under control. But the other important thing is we've still got some weeks of work to do. And the important thing about the vaccines is even with just one dose, we see a remarkable reduction in the risk of that hospitalisation.
Come on, Greater Sydney. I'm calling upon everybody to come forward and get vaccinated in order for us to have that level of freedom that all of us are desperately wanting to have.
That's the New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian, David Taylor reporting.